Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, our number one rated Phil Henry Show, best of the year 2000 CD, available at 877-616-7445. Don't have an update on the money. Today's Martin Luther King's birthday, so many people are not in, but at last count, 88,800 and some change. And thank you, Melissa, for spraying that lavender and peppermint water mixture in the room here, because now I'm hooked on your new age crud. Whatever that was, it opens the sinuses up, opens the mind. It is a sweet-smelling thing for a guy who's been spending the weekend pretty much immersed in football and schnapps. The only thing peppermint I had this weekend was schnapps. Anyway, it is Martin Luther King's birthday. Dean Wheeler is with the California Christian Missions, a youth outreach program for Christian values, is how they put it over there. I want to bring Dean on and thank him for being a part of our program on this Martin Luther King birthday. Dean, how are you?
I'm real good, Phil. Thank you for having us on, and a very happy Martin Luther King holiday to you and, you know, to all of your listeners.
Tell me about the outreach program that you have today on Martin Luther King's birthday, saying that, you know, that he was a special man and that he you believe, has the ear of God even still.
Well, Phil, you know, we believe that today being Martin Luther King's birthday, we're encouraging everyone to celebrate Dr. King's birthday because he was a good man. And I also want to, you know, I enjoy life, and I believe he has God's favor. And something happened not too long ago that we're concerned about on Dr. King's birthday, and you may remember it, a little thing called the Northridge earthquake. And
I do remember. Everybody who lives in California remembers that.
Well, I will tell you what. I was living in the San Fernando Valley at the time, and there was nothing fun about it. And
no, it was a devastating time for a lot of people.
You better believe it. I was scared, and I sort of remain scared a little bit. Every Martin Luther King birthday, I have a little bit of a feeling, is today the day? You know, is it going to happen again? And it hit in the San Fernando Valley, but it didn't hit in Watts. It didn't hit in Compton. For people listening, those are predominantly African-American communities. And it only hit out in the San Fernando Valley. So that was devastating for a lot of, I guess you'd say, white people.
This is Martin Luther King's birthday, so you're trying to draw a connection between the earthquake and Northridge?
Well, here is something that I would put forward to you, Phil, and to your listeners. Over the last few days, we have had devastating earthquakes in El Salvador. We had a 4.3 in Los Angeles here over the last 2 days.
That was Saturday night. I'm going to tell you something. Everybody I know called and said, "Did you feel the earthquake?" And Maria and I, at that moment, were in a movie theater in Westlake watching Traffic, and...
Did you feel it?
No, didn't feel a thing.
You didn't feel it?
No. What about you, Craig? You didn't feel it? I didn't feel a freaking thing. For me to feel an earthquake, it's got to be over a 5.0.
Well, okay, so you're kind of your own seismic...
Yeah, I'm my own Richter scale, and if I don't feel one over a... If I don't feel it, we didn't have one. I mean, I hate to say it. And generally, if it's over a 5.0, I'll feel it. Anything underneath a 5.0... But anyway, you're drawing the comparison?
Well, Phil, how many more do we need before we get the message that Dr. King's birthday is important and he has the ear of God? And I think Dr. King is obviously not pleased with the number of people celebrating his birthday.
You think that Martin Luther King, somewhere from the hereafter...
I really do.
...is sending us a message?
I really do. Yes, I do. I believe that he's not happy with the number of white people celebrating his birthday. I think there's a lot of obviously African Americans, but
and you say he has the ear of God?
Well, I think, Phil, that all people who are saints, anyone who becomes a saint, has the ear of God or special people. I think it's going to get worse if we don't fully support Dr. King's birthday, and you know, he might make God make a bad one, and I don't want to have a bad one, because I was pretty scared.
You were. I can tell there's a fear in your voice.
I don't want to have a bad one again, and it scared me. Yes, it did. And I guess everybody was scared of their Northridge earthquake. And
well, but you're saying that God sent that because there aren't enough white people celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday?
I just don't think there's enough people celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, and I think that got... I'm scared of what can happen, that's all. And so at our youth ministry, for our Christian youth ministry, we say that you can pray not only to God and to Jesus, but you can pray to Dr. King, too. And please ask him not to hurt. Please don't hurt me. And just things like that.
Okay. I hear about people praying to saints, and I hear about people praying to Jesus. Dr. King praying to him so that another earthquake will not hit, I haven't heard about. Hold on for just a minute. I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He is a youth minister at the California Christian Ministries, California Christian Missions, a youth outreach program for Christian values. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What you're saying here is that Martin Luther King has elevated in your mind and the minds of the people you work with to the status of someone who could be prayed to?
Well, Phil, I think that what we're suggesting to our California mission, Christian Mission youth counselors is to pray directly to Martin Luther King. We believe in prayer, and we believe to pray to Jesus. We also believe in praying to Dr. King so our homes aren't destroyed. And
do you really think that our homes are going to be destroyed by Dr. King because there's not enough people celebrating his birthday?
I'm saying to you that I find it to be a very strange coincidence that there has been an earthquake on his birthday, and now here it goes again. Here it goes again.
So that this is Dr. King?
Or it's God or it's Jesus displeased with the way that we are honoring Dr. King.
All right, now you are selling dioramas. Now, what is a diorama?
A diorama is a small scene that is made out of plastic or wood or what have you that recreates an event. Now, what we've done is we've taken a little bit further. As you know, in the Christian faith, we pray to a cross upon which was the crucified body of Jesus. What we have also produced is a diorama of a little balcony, a motel balcony with a man laying on it. And we tell people that they can pray to that. And
well, you've recreated Martin Luther King's death scene.
I beg your pardon?
You've recreated the death scene of Dr. King, a man laying on a balcony.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And people can pray to that to what?
People can pray to that
to protect their homes.
That is correct, Phil.
Okay, and this is, you call this a diorama. Is this thing as powerful as a cross in your mind?
I don't know. What I've told people, if you're scared of your home being ruined by an earthquake, and one thing you can try is praying to the diorama of Dr. King or a cross or both in tandem. I try to pray to both. I pray to the cross, and then I'll go back to the diorama of Dr. King laying on the balcony, and then I'll go back to the... And it's almost as if I'm saying, either one of you guys, I don't care who, I don't want to die, and I don't want to get hurt, and I don't want to be dug out of rubble.
Because you really feel that we are in jeopardy of losing our homes to an earthquake due to God's wrath over our inability to celebrate
Martin Luther King's birthday.
Martin Luther King's birthday. 1-800-449-8686. Now, these dioramas that are being produced by your youth ministry have a small figure of a man laying on a balcony.
And that is Martin Luther King.
That's Dr. King. Are you recreating this so that people can have a religious icon like the cross?
Well, here's what we say in our Christian outreach. Whatever works, okay? If you pray to a cross, you pray to Jesus, and that gets it done, then that's, you know, more power to you. If you pray to Dr. King, and you pray to the little man laying on the balcony of the motel, and that floats your boat, okay, head on, you know, full speed ahead. I don't know, I can't say, but all I'm saying is whatever works. You know,
is that Christian?
Well,
because it sounds to me like you've gone beyond the realm of Christian faith and you've created a new religion where you pray to Martin Luther King.
Well, the Catholics pray to saints. Why can't we? Why can't we?
And Catholicism is Catholicism. Your Christianity is not Catholicism, right?
Well, I know the Catholics pray to the Virgin Mary.
Yes, they do.
Why can't we now pray to Martin Luther King?
But it's a specific kind of prayer so that homes are not destroyed from earthquakes. I think the fact that there was an earthquake on Dr. King's birthday in 1994 is wholly coincidental.
I would have believed the same thing, Phil, except guess what happened this weekend, okay? We had another earthquake. We had a 4.3 in L.A., and they had all that stuff going on in El Salvador. What's that all about?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is with us. And by the way, we'll give a number out for you to purchase those dioramas. And a diorama is a small dramatic scene done in plastic, and it shows the body of Dr. King laying on a motel balcony, which their youth ministry prays to so that an earthquake doesn't hit on Martin Luther King's birthday, or you can pray to a cross. Now, you heard You heard Reverend, is he a reverend? He is. You heard Reverend Wheeler say that he either prays to the cross or to the balcony, whichever, quote, gets it done, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. With me is Dean Wheeler with the California Christian Missions Youth Outreach. The dioramas that you're selling that show Dr. King's assassination scene, is that correct?
That is correct, Phil. This is the scene where Dr. King was brutally murdered in the same way that Jesus was hung from a cross.
All right, so these can be prayed to.
We believe they can in order to avoid earthquakes. Because I think that's clearly the message that... you know, there's something, either Dr. King is upset or God's upset with the fact that people won't celebrate his birthday.
And so in order to avoid earthquakes on Martin Luther King's birthday, we should pray to a little balcony with a man laying on it.
Well, you call it a little balcony.
I mean, now, let's be clear, okay? You're saying that we can pray to this the same way we can pray to a cross.
I believe I'll try, like I said, I'm going to try anything I can because I don't want to die. And I don't think you do, too.
Well, I don't think that I'm going to die. I mean, I live in an earthquake-prone city. Let me give your number. It's 213 what?
Yeah, it's 213-251-3189 to talk to us about your faith and whether you want to pray to the balcony.
All right, here is Scott on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in response to this, I think, you know, what we're talking about here is a coincidence. I mean, just because earthquakes happen on or around Martin Luther King's birthday doesn't mean that Martin Luther King can control of it.
Well, you bet. But there have been just enough of them, and I don't know if you've ever lived through an earthquake, but it's a devastating experience. And there have been just enough earthquakes occurring on Dr. King's birthday to, I'll tell you, put the fear, if you'll pardon the expression, it'll put the fear of Jesus in you.
And, well, as a Christian myself... All right, one of the first things that you must know if you believe in the Bible is that you don't pray to false gods.
No, but I was talking to a Catholic guy one time, and he told me that he prays to the Virgin Mary, and nothing,
I understand
and
that.
He's nothing bad has ever happened to him.
Well, I was raised Catholic, and we say a Hail Mary.
Yeah, you bet, that's what you do.
But I mean, you can pray to Mary or not.
That's a
you
difference.
Bet,
in
you
the,
bet, but you say, are you going to... Aren't
Pardon?
You, ain't that Christian? I mean, I think it is.
Is it Christian to pray to Martin Luther King?
Well, what's the difference?
There's a big difference if you believe in what the Bible says.
No, I mean the difference between Mary and Martin Luther King.
There is. Martin Luther King is not a saint. I'm sorry, you know, he did have a tragedy. He was assassinated, but I don't think that makes him a saint.
If you don't think he's a saint and you don't think he's powerful, how come on his birthday half the city of L.A. was burned to the ground and wiped out in an earthquake?
Half the city of LA was not wiped out or burned
it's
to the ground.
It's a coincidence.
No, but I mean, it was bad.
And this gentleman.
It's a coincidence. I understand you're scared, but you ought to be praying to God or praying to Jesus, not to Martin Luther King.
You have to pray to Dr. King because it's happening on his birthday, is what I'm saying. And also, sir, I think you missed what I said earlier, that there was a earthquake over the weekend here in Los Angeles.
And it was a 4.3.
Well, you don't think that's such a big thing, huh?
Well, if it happens on George Washington's birthday, are we going to start praying to him?
Hey, you know something? If it happened repeatedly on George Washington's birthday, I would have to look into that. I would have to look at the empirical evidence and then answer your question. But it has. It's happened on Dr. King's birthday, who was a man who was Christian. And I'm just very scared, that's all. I just want to say that I'm scared.
Well, if you're scared, you pray to God.
Well, but I want to cut through the if you'll pardon me, I want to cut to the BS and pray right to Dr. King, if you'll pardon me.
Well,
all right, Scott.
You can pray to whoever you want, but if you want to make God mad, that's probably a good way to do it.
God's already mad. He's given earthquakes over to people.
All right. In some of the evidence, by the way, that you... Thank you very much, Scott, for your call. Phil Hendry Show, in some of the evidence that you published, you said that the El Salvador earthquake hit because those people don't celebrate Dr. King's birthday, and he wants to show us, God, what could happen to us.
You bet. Uh-huh.
By what?
Well, they don't, and I looked into it, they don't celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday in El Salvador. Look what happens. Bingo, you got yourself an earthquake, And all of those people down there who are brown-skinned, because of all that mud, turned black, and they lost their houses. And that's what it's like to be black in America. And
well, look, Martin Luther King's birthday is today. We have no earthquake, so it'll be another year before you have to sweat it.
That's why we want to get the diorama out, have people start praying now, so we don't have to have it happen and nothing bad will happen.
And what do you mean, turn black and lose your house?
Well, that's what he made happen to them, so they know what it's like to be black.
Here is Joy. Joy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to say that if this man, if you read the Bible.
Yes, you bet I do, ma'am.
Okay. Have
Every
you
day.
Ever read Isaiah?
Isaiah, I don't recall.
Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you what God says through Isaiah.
That's one of the books in the old deal, right? Old
yes,
Testament?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
And he says that a man takes a piece of wood. He uses some of it to cook his meal. He uses some of it to warm his body.
And the other part he wakes up with.
And the other part he makes an idol and bows down to it.
Uh-huh. You bet.
That's wickedness. That's what God calls it.
Well,
and
yeah,
I think you're
it
given
is
the,
evil.
I think you're given the name Christian.
It is evil unless you're praying to someone who can help you get rid of an earthquake.
He can't help you get rid of anything.
Well, how come the earthquake hits on Martin Luther King's birthday then?
Well, how come we had World War II?
How come we had World War II?
How come we had World War I?
Because the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
World War I?
And it wasn't.
World War II.
But none of the bad things.
That happened at Christmas.
Man, you're giving Christianity
No, ma'am. I'm a youth outreach program minister.
Well, I feel sorry for your youth because you're teaching them to bow down to and pray to idols.
Well, can I ask you a question? How else are we going to get rid of earthquakes that keep... World Wars helped thin out the herd, by the way.
Who is in charge of earthquakes on this earth?
Okay, you bet. That'd be God.
Would it be
you
Martin
bet.
Luther King?
Well, I'd say it is Martin Luther King right now because he has the ear of God. And God's angry at people for not celebrating his birthday. And
yeah, let me get to this, Dean.
Wait
you say God is angry because we're not celebrating Dr. King's birthday properly?
That's correct. You bet.
And so Dr. King got mad, went to God and said, we got to do something about this, and God laid some earthquakes on us?
You bet, Phil. That's what I believe happened. And I'm really scared, and this lady, she doesn't understand. And you live in Texas, and I don't know if they have earthquakes there. Okay? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't.
That's why you don't care.
We have tornadoes.
Well, same deal. Okay.
Right. But I don't believe they have anything to do with Martin Luther King.
No, the tornadoes.
John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, or any other human
The reason why you get tornadoes
being.
Is because of John F. Kennedy. See, Kennedy was shot and killed in Texas.
God.
Well, he was,
forgive
ma'am.
Forgive you. I hope God forgives
ma'am,
you
ma'am,
because you are
ma'am,
absolutely
wasn't Kennedy shot in Texas?
Teaching things
wasn't Kennedy
that
shot in
are
Texas?
Not true.
Are you going to have a diorama of a little limousine with a guy's head getting blown off?
I don't know, Phil. Maybe. It sounds good.
So we can pray to a cross, to a balcony with a guy laying on it, or a limousine with a woman crawling out the back.
You bet.
You bet.
Well, this lady doesn't seem to understand what we're up against. It's the end time, ma'am. It's the end time.
Yes, I know it's the end time.
Okay.
I read my Bible daily.
Your Bible?
And I do know what the Bible says.
Did you say you read your Bible?
Bible.
Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
I don't know, man.
Could I give that number?
Yeah.
213-251-3189. We'll also send you a booklet, and in it we describe the end times and what we believe is the coming apocalypse and approach of the five plagues that are outlined in the Bible. And one of those plagues are giant spiders that will come from areas where we did nuclear testing in New Mexico.
Wait a minute, man. I've seen the biblical plagues. What do you mean, giant spiders? What are you talking about, dude?
Well, you bet.
Yeah, you bet. Wait a minute, man. I heard about the locusts and the blood. I never heard about giant spiders coming out of the desert. But I could be wrong. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler, and we'll be back here on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
you know, I don't want to die horribly.
All right, well, we'll find out. Dean Wheeler with us from California Christian Missions Youth Outreach, 1-800-449-8686. The birthday of Martin Luther King and has been celebrated for many years since it was made a national holiday. Dr. King, his birthday fell on the day, actually an earthquake hit on Dr. King's birthday back in January of 94. And you are saying basically that we need to pray to Martin Luther King to get rid of earthquakes and to pray to the spirit of John Kennedy to get rid of tornadoes?
Well, Phil, there are a lot of tornadoes and what they call twisters. I don't know if you've ever been to the state of Texas or Oklahoma. They had a wonderful Broadway musical called Oklahoma. That was just a wonderful experience for me and my wife when we went to New York and saw that. But they start out with a song, and it goes, Oklahoma, when the wind comes whipping down the, you know, down the canyon.
Hello.
I'm sorry. So what I'm saying is really what we need to do is focus on those things that make us better. And in the Bible, when you pray, you cover yourself in soot and charcoal to make yourself black. We suggest you do that today while praying to our diorama. It'll please Martin Luther King. It'll remind him of the mudslides that a lot of these people have had to go through.
Covering yourself in soot and charcoal.
It is in the Bible, yeah.
All right, but anyway, you're saying pray to a little diorama that you make of a man laying on a balcony, and that'll help get rid of earthquakes?
I think it'll please the spirit of Dr. King. I think he's mad, and I know he is.
All right, Thomas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir, good.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I wanted to talk on the subject, you know, I'm a Christian, and I believe in, you know, the Lord.
You bet.
And as far as what, you know, I understand what he's saying. And if there's a lot of things going on, I don't think that he should pray directly to Martin Luther King. I think that he should pray to, you know, maybe God, you know, because, you know, God does run it all. But I understand that God
What I'm thinking, Thomas, is that Martin Luther King runs it by God, you know.
So I can understand where you're coming with that.
I believe that
maybe it is a signal from God and Martin Luther King that, you know, everybody in this world should start celebrating his birthday.
That's right. You bet.
And because, you know, he wasn't just for one black man or nothing like that. He was for all mankind.
Well,
and, you
how come you see what he did to El Salvador, and I think that's a signal. You better wake up because they don't celebrate his birthday at all down there as far as I know, Thomas. I could be wrong.
Yeah, and I can understand, you know, and I do believe it's a sign. But, I mean, I'm not going to knock your religion because, I mean, your beliefs are your beliefs.
Well, I'm a Christian.
I mean, I'm a Christian too, and what I'm saying is I don't knock nobody else's religion.
You want to buy this? You want to buy one of our motel balconies?
No, what? I mean, to me, I just pray to God. You know that if something like that was happening,
but see, Thomas, God's not doing jack right now because we still have quakes.
Huh?
He's not doing anything because we still have earthquakes.
Yeah,
okay?
But it's a way you ask God. You know, if you ask God, you know, pray to help us all understand. While we're cherishing this man's birthday, then, you know, maybe he might help you out with the earthquake.
I'm
a black man, and I understand where you're coming from.
You bet.
And I understand that it's hitting that suburban area or that area that you're in.
It's hitting all the white areas.
And maybe
where all the white people live, that's where we're getting earthquaked.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, but maybe you need to get more people in the community to pray to God.
Now, let me ask you a question, if I could jump in here, Thomas. Mr. Wheeler, what kind of a prayer would you offer to Martin Luther King?
Well, you know, Phil, we get the little diorama that has the man laying on the balcony. We say, oh, dear Dr. King, we tremble in fear of your enormous power. Please stop the earthquakes and the volcanoes. And please make us safe in the name of Dr. King, Malcolm X, and the Black Panther Party. Amen.
In the name of Dr. King, Malcolm X, and the Black Panther Party.
Well, we want to throw in a lot of different things to try to, you know, make sure he's happy.
Well, see, I mean...
What are you talking about?
That's what we do.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
We have a shorter one. What's up, Doc? Get us, help us get none more quay. I don't know what, you know, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
The Black Panthers and Martin Luther King, you know, they...
They're two different guys. Hello? Thomas? Oh, we lost him. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, with all due respect, sir, I don't know how long you've been a Christian, but
all of my
Christians
life...
don't live in fear.
I beg your pardon?
Christians don't live in fear of anything.
Well, I mean, what's up with these earthquakes?
Well, That's okay. A good question, but I mean, I don't know where you got your degree in divinity or whatever, or how long you've been with this youth ministry, but I can't believe that that you believe that Dr. King has anything at all to do with this. It's totally absurd.
What are you talking about? I mean, we had a major earthquake. I almost got beaten to death by my own bookshelf in 94. And if you live in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, California, you live in fear, my friend.
Well,
oh, man.
So you're
you
from
do.
Southern
you,
California?
You're a guy who's professed to be a Christian, and you are afraid.
I'm afraid of my own stereo.
What you're doing, sir, you're not only living in fear, but you're defaming the character of Martin Luther King.
No,
what
I'm
makes
not.
You think that he would want to exercise any kind of wrath on anybody? Or
because
anything?
Not enough white people are celebrating his birthday. Don't you see what I'm trying to say? I mean,
sir,
I
don't. I can't. I can appreciate your point
right.
of view, sir, but it's totally wrong.
Yeah, and
so
I don't think that I don't think there's some mystical power. Perhaps God.
Well, look at now. You think I'm crazy too?
I didn't say you were crazy. I think you're going off the deep end, thinking that Martin Luther King is mad because not enough white people are celebrating his birthday, so he's calling down earthquakes. And what do you mean you pray to a limousine with JFK in it so there won't be any tornadoes?
Well, because of what happens in Texas.
So they have twisters in Texas because they killed Kennedy?
I think he's angry. Wait, hold on.
What?
Okay, there it was. There's one. Yeah, that was one.
Okay, check, Mike. Did we have an earthquake?
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
Because I didn't feel it.
Huh?
I didn't feel it.
You bet. We had one.
Well, I didn't feel it, okay?
Well.
I'm sorry I didn't feel it. Candy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to ask the gentleman what he does with the scripture that says that you are to pray to know that the only way to get to the Father is through Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
And through no one else.
Is there a quake where you are, Dean?
I know. I saw one out there now.
Where are you?
I'm in the valley.
Well, I don't know that there. I'm in the valley. There's no quake.
All right.
Candy, go ahead. What's the question?
What does he do with the scripture that says that you can come to no, you cannot get to the Father except through Jesus Christ?
A lot of Catholics pray to, like, St. Bernadette and
okay, I'm
going to
step on Catholic toes. Who said they're right?
Well, because they have a pope, and he's pretty powerful. Okay,
he's a man of God.
He's the most powerful Christian on the earth.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No,
Name someone bigger.
Billy Graham. Come on.
Billy Graham is nothing but horse manure compared to the Pope.
Oh, come on.
Nobody even knows Billy Graham outside of Tennessee or wherever he's from.
Billy Graham's known worldwide.
No, the Pope's known all over the world. And Billy Graham, he don't even speak Spanish. So.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. You'd say that Billy Graham is not as big as the Pope.
No, he's not as big as the Pope, and the Pope speaks seven languages, so they can all kiss my bright red rosy. The people could kick Billy Graham's ass. The Pope could kick Billy Graham's ass in just a regular fight.
Okay.
No, really, just on a playground, just mano a mano. The Pope could kick Billy Graham's ass.
I'm not talking about a playground fight.
No, but I'm just saying. Just go with me on this. Okay, one on one. Okay. Who do you think? Whose ass could get kicked?
I don't know.
Just street rules.
Street rules?
Yeah.
Probably the Pope.
You got it. You know the Pope would just take him out.
Whatever. Here is Lynn on the Phil Hendry Show.
Pope's got a scepter.
Lynn, yes. Hello. Yes.
Okay. You made a statement earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
About he was cutting through the BS. He was bypassing God and going straight to Martin Luther King.
No. I said that Martin Luther King's going is God's cutting through the BS and going right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I was
exactly.
doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're
right.
afraid. You're afraid of dying, correct?
What's that?
You're afraid of dying.
I don't want to die in an earthquake. I know
you
I'm going
to die. You don't
want to
die in an earthquake.
I know Starling, I'm going to die.
Let me explain.
But I don't
want
to die underneath my stereo. I don't want to die
underneath
my DVD player.
When you're bypassing God, I'd be scared to death too.
No,
you've
I'm going
lost
right
your
to.
Religion.
I'm going right to Dr. King. And
but
get
the catch
done.
Is, you're bypassing the mighty one.
Is that the catch?
You're bypassing the one who gave us life, who gave us food, gave us air, gave us everything
okay,
we had.
Okay, that may be true, but how
it's
come when I pray to
us.
Martin Luther King?
It
how,
is
come
up
when
to
I,
us
how come when I pray
it.
To Martin
All right, hold on. Lynn, don't go into the speech, okay? What?
I just want to ask her, how come when I pray to Martin Luther King, I hit the daily double at the track the other day?
Oh,
yeah,
so
I don't have an answer for that,
you're praying to Dr. King for your gambling.
And I hit the daily double.
Well,
you're
maybe
serious.
You need to pray for him when you go to the track and pray
Lynn,
to God for
let
life.
Me ask something else. How come when I prayed to Dr. King, okay, I hit red 23 in roulette in Vegas? See, you don't have an answer for that, do you?
Yes, I do. You know better than praying to God for that, don't you?
No. Martin Luther King, man. I can pray to him, and I get all these. The other day, I was a little lonely, and I was praying for a woman.
Okay.
Okay, so you pray for Dr. Martin Luther King.
No, no,
for
Dr.
a woman,
no, Dr.
for
Luther.
Your numbers, and for your horse.
No.
But you also pray to him.
I don't pray to Dr. King.
You know,
I pray to Dr. Luther.
Dr.
Who's
Luther?
Dr. Luther?
Yeah.
What happened to Dr. Martin Luther King?
He died.
Oh, so
well,
no,
who are you praying to?
Dr. Luther Martin.
Luther Martin.
Yeah, he's the king of...
Okay. Dr. Luther Martin, the king. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We were just talking about slot cars and slot car tracks, and I don't know if you were into that. When I was a kid, we had a slot car track in Arcadia called Racerama on Baldwin. Anybody from Arcadia my age remembers Racerama, and it was cool. You'd take your car down there, and you'd go slot car racing with all these guys that were like 23 and 24 years old. I was like 10, 11, and 12. And there's these big guys in there, cigarettes, sunglasses, and shut up, kid. You know, because I'd say, hey, mister, you want to race me? You know, and I'd have my little, I don't know what, my Corvette.
Sure.
You know, these guys that... For cigarettes? Yeah, okay. It was cool. Slot cars. Now, they had those, like, when you were a kid, Greg? So slot cars stayed very popular for many years, because I'm talking about like 1966, 66, 65, 66, they had slot car tracks, and I guess they survived around here for a lot of years. Do they have them, still have slot car places? Can you buy Hot Wheels still? Hot Wheels is like not real slot car racing. It's Hot Wheels. But I think I'm better than busting that train out every Christmas, because I set the train tracks up for the kids. I'd love to go and get a slot car set and set that thing up where actually, you know, you can race cars and then the kids will come downstairs and actually play with it as opposed to just staring at a train going around a track. Now, Matchbox cars? Well, they're Hot Wheels. I'm talking about slot cars. Matchbox cars, those suck. They ain't no good. Anyway, one saw a great movie this weekend called Traffic. I really, really suggest you see this flick because it's beautifully directed. There's a performance in there by Benicio del Toro that's astoundingly, magnificently wonderful. And I'd even go so far as to say the guy ought to get an Academy Award. But who's the last guy I touted for an Academy Award? Gary Oldman in The Contender. And I ain't heard hide nor hair of that guy since. So anyway, this is a movie you really ought to see. But one of the things that I have a problem with, and I guess I'm just a strange guy, I get tired of this flavor of the month that I'm supposed to be hot for. Every time she comes out of the box, there's a new chick, a new femme fatale, some new actress that I'm supposed to think is the hottest thing since sliced bread, really beautiful to look at, and who cares if she can't act. And this week's model is Catherine Zeta-Jones. Now, I don't know about any other guy. You guys want to be schmucks. That's your business. But Hugh Hefner and Hollywood don't tell me what's beautiful. Now, I know you're all going, yeah, I agree, Phil. Bull crap. You guys, you know, as soon as they lay this week's flavor of the month out in front of you, it's, okay. Did I say this week's flavor of the month? Yeah, there's a new flavor of the month every week. I remember when it was Michelle Pfeiffer. That was it. Then I remember when it was who, Mike? But I can't even freaking remember half of these women because they're here and they're gone so fast. Well, with Julia Roberts, remember? She was supposed to be the hottest, most gorgeous thing that ever came down the pike. Forget it. Brooke Shields. Do you think Julia Roberts is beautiful? Not even remotely. I'm sorry. Gwyneth Paltrow. Meg Ryan. And it isn't just that. And, of course, here my friend Mr. Schaefer just gave me the message, yeah, but Zeta-Jones is hot. Why? What's hot about her? She's got a nice-looking face, And in this movie, she's pregnant, so she looks tubbed out in this thing. If you're talking about her body, I guess you're going to have to wait another few months before she's out in another movie before you can see what that looks like. She's just your type. Brunette and fat. All right. If she's just your type, how come your wife's a redhead and about 5'3"? I like that, Schaefer. Just your type. Catherine Zeta-Jones is like this brunette from wherever the hell she's from. Where's she from? Cyprus? Greece? England? She's 5 foot? Anyway. I can't stand reading your lips, man. And I can't stand how slow you type. So either type faster or come in here and just scream it at me. Catherine Zeta-Jones was in this film along with Michael Douglas, and the slowest part of the movie is when she was on the screen. Her and Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas. This is the slowest part of the movie, when the two of them were in their scenes together. Now, Melissa's telling me she's fat, brunette, and Welsh. That's not, you know, it's almost there. No, you got to be Greek. And then there was the scene in Mexico, like this Benicio del Toro guy, and then there's the kids who are drug. Anyway, it's a really good flick. But I, again, Maria is constantly commenting to me about this Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I've heard her name mentioned so often that I feel I must say something, and that is, fine, great. Do I have to think she's beautiful? Is that my job as an American man today? Yeah, I got to fall lockstep in line behind all the other schmucks. She's beautiful. Well, no, she ain't. She's not. Neither's Gwyneth Paltrow, and neither's Meg Ryan, with all the gum she shows and about half an inch of tooth. And neither's that other one that I mentioned, Julia Roberts. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Am I being cruel? Am I being wrong? I think it's equally cruel for the star-making machine to make me feel somehow impotent or unfulfilling as a man, or whatever the hell the word is. And Sandra Bullock is no longer attractive for the mere fact that as an actress, she just about to sucks as bad as anybody I've ever seen. Are you kidding me, man? Sandra Bullock's hot. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Ask her out on a date, Charlie. So now you ask me who is beautiful. Mike's wife. Helen Mirren. I don't know. There's a scene in this movie that is just so wrong. And yeah, I like that line about how Helen of Troy launched 1,000 ships. Helen Mirren's face launched 2. But anyway, there's a scene in this flick with Michael Douglas. It is the height of camp and the height of cornball. And, like, just one of those scenes that will never happen in real life is in this movie. So that's why I say, you go see this movie, if only for the scenes in Mexico where Benicio del Toro plays this state cop in Baja, California. The guy's brilliant. And the rest of the movie, you kind of have to muddle through a little bit. It's good, though, man. And, yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones ain't that. She ain't that good looking, but her scenes, there's a funny scene in there where she is bringing lemonade out to a couple of undercover cops. But I think she was pregnant when she was doing this film. And she has since had her baby, right? Is she married yet? Oh, yeah, she is. Okay, good. All right. Everything's taken care of. Good. She was in a big movie. She's pregnant. And, oh, yeah, she's married. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.